Welcome back to another episode of Sports Castle. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
This week in local sport,
finals picture becomes clearer in women's nines.
Tigers roar in Royce McCormack Cup.
Newcastle crumbles in country cricket.
Cowburn breaks his A-League duck in the nick of time.
Matilda waltz home over Chile.
All that and more in Newcastle and Hunter Sport. All right, mate, how are you?
Yeah, mate, I'm going all right to me, yeah.
Flying high there, mate, after a big win for the Grasshoppers last night, even if you're running a mini hospital ward at home.
Yeah, we are. It's been a big week, but, yeah, the Mighty Hoppers bounced back, mate, with a good win, so happy days.
Demolished the Wanderers forward pack 8-1, mate.
Yeah, we did, mate. Luckily, there was no rolling balls, and we had enough pace to burn, mate, and... Super sub Luke Bird, former university first grade cricketer, now he's a Hopper Immortal, scored 4 tries, mate.
New recruit, he'll be on, I hope you haven't got him on a try, per try bonus or anything like that.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see if he comes back next week, mate.
On a positive note, though, he is the best player that Grasshoppers have that also plays at University Cricket Club.
That is correct, I can confirm that.
Can confirm that, lovely, mate. Moving right along, mate, while we're talking that sort of shape of ball, we might have a look at the Country Rugby League Women's Nines. It's getting to the business end, as you touched on in the headlines there. We're heading into the final two pool games this weekend, and then next weekend will be the finals. So, yeah, certainly plenty on the line, mate. And this weekend's fixtures, I believe, are at St John Oval at Charlestown there, kicking off from 10 o'clock. Last weekend, mate, down there on the Central Coast at Berkeley Vale. And, yeah, it was predominantly your usual suspects, although Woi Woi climbing themselves off the bottom of the ladder, mate. They picked up their first win of the season, which is good to see. Stockton picked up a win as well, so it was the Cellar Dwellers getting a couple of wins there. But also Aberglasson, Awabakal and West continuing on their winning form from recent weeks, mate, although Awabakal and Woi Woi had a draw, so Woi Woi hadn't won a game before this weekend and had a win and a draw on the weekend, mate, so not too bad. 3 points from four, so it looks like they're starting to turn the corner.
Yeah, they're getting their fortunes right at the back end, mate. Maybe the penny's dropped and it's all just coming into, falling into their laps.
Well, mate, if results go the right way, mathematically, they can still make the finals.
Might be like, what was that AFL team from the winter, mate, that won the first three and then the last three?
Wyong Lakes. Wyong Lakes, yeah, mate, could be. Wyong Lakes. And my confirmation has, oh, I've got the confirmation, so the two pools is actually sort of an A grade and a B grade, essentially. So that's the A grade pool in the B grade pool, or the yellow pool. At the moment, it's pretty open. There's still 5 teams within striking distance of the minor premiership, but... Wanji and Berkeley Vale second team look to be in the box seat, but the runners-up from the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League Ladies League Tag University are within striking distance as well as Karua and Kingcumber. It's only a couple of weeks ago Karua were leaving the competition from memory, mate, so it looks like there's been some teams that had to forfeit in that comp on the weekend based on some of the results, but Karua doesn't look like they picked up any points on the weekend, and a few other little upsets there, mate, so... Depending on what happens this week, it's certainly anyone's game. So our man on the ground, on the knowing all things women's nines, Mick Akers, has clarified from Country Rugby League, and it looks like what will happen is at the end of these rounds, it will be first place, fourth, second place, third, so that'll be next week. And I'm guessing with the alternating grounds, it'll probably be down at Berkeley Vale, but that's to be confirmed. And then the winners of those games will play off. And there was a hint that the losers of the semi-finals will still play another game as well, and whether or not the bottom team, so fifth through the eighth, will have a repercharge or anything like that, I'm not too sure. But we'll have winners crowned of the second season of the Central Coast Hunter Women's CRL Nines, crowned in only a matter of about 9 or 10 days, mate.
Yeah, mate, I can't wait. I'm sure Shane Capper will be down at St. John this week, mate.
Well, mate, speaking of Shane Tapper, as I led on to you, mate, I stopped in Aberglass and Ants training at the encouragement of Shane Tapper yesterday, and much to the relief of the Lady Ants, he was nowhere to be seen. Missing in action.
He was getting that tape ready for Saturday, mate.
Oh, mate, I don't know. He might be taping up. I don't know what he's taping up so that he can play in a women's game. But no, mate, good to see the Ants in pre-season training already. Mick and predominantly the girls team down there training already at the moment, mate. Most impressive was Mick's daughter, young Revy, mate. She got through more metres than anyone else. She's only a toddler, but she was running harder than Mick, that's for sure.
Yeah, nice, mate.
Yeah, so maybe she'll learn from the best, mate. She's got a premiership winner for her mum, and Dad made the Sports Castle Team of the Year, so it's some good bloodlines.
Certainly is.
Plenty of expectation there, mate. In other news, mate, in rugby league, obviously the Knights still continuing on their signing spree, still whispers about Clemmer, but nothing to confirm there. But they've signed former Gold Coast, Melbourne and South Sydney outside back Hymel Hunt. He'll go into that mix, mate, with the likes, I guess, of Edric Lee fighting out for probably the final spot in that back line for 2019 if everyone's fit.
Just adds to the depth, and obviously, another mid-20-year-old putting his hand up to come here, mate. So it's looking good, and I hear that Kurt Mann, I believe, is almost on his way too, mate. The word on the street is that the Dragons are going to offer Hayne something, so Mann might come into that utility role on the bench if he signs it.
I'd be quite surprised if they'd look at that, mate. Realistically, we've already got utilities coming out the brass wazoo with Mason Lenore being signed on, not outrageous, but lucrative enough contract, and Connor Watson as well. So, mate, we're going to run out of spots for these players, and then they're just going to turn around and leave again. So, be silly to pay overs for someone like that at the moment, in my opinion. And I think Mason Lenore is probably a better footballer than Kurt Mann overall at this stage. Kurt Mann may be some bigger upside in the future, Back to Hymel Hunt, mate. A good pickup, I think. I don't believe they've paid too much for him. And, he's got about 50 NRL games to his name, so plenty of experience. He's picked up most of those, as we said, in the last sort of three seasons when he's been at Souths. Before that, he played, obviously, the Titans in Melbourne, and only a few games at each of those. But good to see, as you say, bolstering that depth, and rather than, when we start to get struck by injuries, having to call in guys who have next to no NRL experience, we'll have some options hit there in the Knights outside backs.
That's true, mate. So, yeah, let's see how the hard work's going, mate. And hopefully it's onwards and upwards for the local boys.
Exactly right, mate. And we might move on from the rugby league, mate, and get on to the A-League now. Certainly an interesting round of fixtures behind us. The Jets got a point against the ladder leaders, mate. So,
yeah, they did. They probably, I thought they dominated like the midfield when they had possession. They looked a bit, lost, a bit ran out of options in that final third. But they looked really impressive that last probably 25 minutes. They really attacked Sydney, obviously a bit of fatigue in the game, but that's when they looked their most dangerous. And once they got that goal, it really, they could have got a second the way they were playing. I'd say if there was another 10 minutes, I would have put money on the Jets to get the win, mate.
Yeah, mate. I don't know that I can agree with you there. That I still think Sydney with a stronger team probably had the better of the opportunities. Didn't necessarily convert all of them, but our goal was a pretty fortunate one. We're just not threatening enough for my liking. Like, I just couldn't have seen even, if we played for another 10 minutes, you said I just couldn't see us converting another opportunity is my concern. We really need a striker at the moment, mate. I do see Harry Fuel's been sacked by his team over in London as a coach, so manager, so maybe we'll sign him for a couple of weeks till Roy's back.
Injury waiver, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd agree with that.
Exactly, mate. Can't do too much worse. So, I think it must be a contagious thing being the home team at McDonald Jones Stadium, though, because the Matildas couldn't convert half their chances either. So we'll get onto that in a minute, mate. Yeah, there was, as I said, a few interesting results, mate, in terms of it all. But, there was a couple upsets, and Perth are, probably bit of a surprise packet there, knocking off Adelaide. Melbourne City, as was expected, knocked off Wellington. The Wanderers and Brisbane played out a draw. Melbourne Victory continued on their winning way, which fortunately for us means the Jets are no longer last. They've climbed one rung on for and against, thanks to Melbourne Victory absolutely decimating the Mariners. We're now almost two wins outside of the top four, and a full win outside of the six. So really need to turn that around. But the week off hopefully has come at a good time. And they're back into the training and continue to build on what they've done and continue upwards from that, what was probably a positive finish to that Sydney game.
Yeah, and I think, like you said in the intro, mate, Cowburn was good when he came on at the end. Obviously got the goal, which was nice. And I think, as you said, the week off will do them wonders, and they bounce back on Friday week, mate, next week against...
Western Sydney Wanderers at Spotless Stadium.
Spotless. And it's good to see Mr. Johnny Katrombas back on the training paddock too, mate.
Yeah, mate, good to see him moving around and getting amongst things. That is good. Mate, in terms of the players of the round for us, once we compiled all the points, it was a dead heat between the illustrious skipper, Mr. Bugard, and Ben Kantorovsky, both picking up six. I guess it's a maximum possible nine that they can get. And then Dimmy getting two, and Stevie Garkovich three, and Ronald Vargas one. So that sees Ronnie Vargas staying the lead on 15, Dimmy on 12. The defensive stalwarts, Bugart and Topol Stanley, back on 9. Stevie U on 7. The Hoff and Ben Kantorovsky on 6. So, mate, it's anyone's race so far.
That's right, mate. That's right. Don't count out. I don't think Roy O'Donovan, he'll be champing at the bit when he gets back in a couple of weeks, mate.
Yeah, chomping at the bit even, mate.
Yeah, champing. He'll be doing something. He'll be hoffing at the bit.
Yeah, Joey Champers might be champing at the bit when he gets back.
Yes, he will be.
Mate. So
he's not rapping.
Oh, mate, it's disappointing. He should just be beatboxing and let Laurie do the singing, mate. Great man with his Scottish accent, mate. As we touched on just before, obviously the Matildas, they played at McDonald Jones Stadium on Tuesday night. You unfortunately weren't able to make it. I got to go down and witness the game with my better half. Unfortunately, we decided to sit on the Northern Hill, and it was nil all at half time, and all the goals were scored in the Southern goal. But they dominated that game, mate. They could quite easily, and it might sound like I'm taking the mickey here, but they could quite easily have won that game 10 or 12 nil. They had a number of chances in the first half that they couldn't convert. And then even in the second, there was a few, probably four. Maybe five chances, and at least three of them were gimmies that they wasted to add to on top of the five that they did score. So a good bounce back from their loss on the weekend against Chile. That game against Chile, the loss, may have a very significant influence. I was listening to a bit of a spiel on it the other day, mate. The Women's World Cup's next year over in France. And the Women's World Cup, unlike the Men's World Cup, only has six pools. And the top six sides are seeded into those pools. Now, what happens after that is obviously you're filtered down. That loss potentially looks like it drops the Jets women down to seventh in the rankings, I think it is. Or it might only be five pools and it drops them to six. Either way, it puts them into that second tier, meaning they'll have to play against one of the top tier sides in the pool games. So what a bit of a lapse and a 3-2 loss there in Penrith against Chile could be very costly. When the pool draw goes out, as far as it was explained. So watch that one with interest, mate. Speaking of pool draws, the Asian Champions League, mate, the draw has been done. I did have it here just before. So the Jets will be waiting to see the result of one of the first pre-qualifying rounds. That will be between a yet-to-be-confirmed Indonesian team, I believe, and sorry, I'm just trying to bring it back up again, and Home United, who come out of Singapore. So the winner of that, which that game will be played on the 5th of February next year, will travel to Newcastle on the 12th of February to take on the Jets. Should the Jets win on the 12th of February, they'll then travel to Japan on the 19th of February. to take on a Japanese, the fourth ranked Japanese qualifier, which will certainly be a test. You know, those top teams in Japan are certainly not anyone to be quaffed at, mate, that's for sure.
No, that's right. There's plenty of skill level out there, and there's obviously a lot of investment, mate, so the owners definitely want to look. I think it's great. It's going to be a good opportunity for the boys to test themselves, mate.
Mate, it's going to be a very busy little period. Fortunately, we do have a game on the 7th, which gives them, you know, obviously a few days to prepare. So they'll play on the 7th. Against Wellington, and they'll play on the 12th in that first qualifier. Then they've got the 15th and then the 19th. So essentially in 13 days, they'll play four games, and then they back up again on the 24th. So what's that, 18 days, five games. So it's going to be a pretty hectic schedule, mate, and that's just the qualifier. And then we'll be looking at the Champions League group stage. And, yeah, so... I'm just going to have a look and see if they've done. It doesn't look like the pool draws have been done as of yet. So for it was only a qualifying draw. So we'll know more as that gets closer on. But yeah, mate, could be plenty of soccer action for the Jets. And it looks like at this stage the pool games will all start on about the 5th of March. So February and March can be some very busy times for the Newcastle Jets. But mate, it's great. More action, and hopefully they qualify through, and we'll get to see some games of Asian Champions League again in Newcastle. It's been a while.
That's what we want. That was a vision by our lovely owner, Martin Lee, mate, and I think the most important person for the Jets over the coming months with that schedule is their physio, mate.
Yeah, mate, there'll be plenty of work for the medical staff, and mate, lots of kits to be laid out by your man.
Yeah, Mr. Anderson, he'll be frothing. He'll have new kits every bloody day. You won't know what to do with it.
You'll end up with frequent flyer miles up the brass wazoo, mate.
That's right.
I don't know, though. Is it going to clash with his beloved AFL side's round one fixture or something? It could be crucial.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Yes, the mighty Collingwood, mate.
Yeah, exactly, mate. He appears to have teeth to my best look at the bloke, so I don't know how that's gone about, but anyway... so I'm just having a look now, mate, to see if there's any hints on who those Japanese qualifiers are, but it doesn't appear that they've got them. No, so it's whoever finishes third or fourth, and depending on the Emperor's Cup as well in Japan, so probably won't know too much about who that possible team is until the end of their season. Which will be a little while off yet, I think, from memory. It runs till about December, so we may not know anything until the end of this month. Potential opponents are the likes of your Kashima Antlers or Urawa Red Diamonds. So some pretty serious opponents there, mate.
Yeah, very daunting, mate.
Yeah, speaking of big match soccer or football, for those on the more traditional side, mate, the Socceroos have a couple of friendlies coming up. Obviously, our main man, Dimmy, is involved in that. He's in the extended squad there. Whether or not he sees any game time will be anyone's guess. But they play South Korea in Brisbane on Saturday. About a 10-8 kickoff our time, I believe. And then Tim Cahill's final game, a great servant of the game, both at club level, overseas and then back in Australia when he finished up, and also internationally for the Socceroos. He's been a huge servant. I think he's their leading all-time goal scorer, and he'll play his final match on Tuesday night at ANZ Stadium against Lebanon, mate. So very exciting.
It is very exciting, mate, and I believe Jimmy's a chance of playing in the second game, so he could be in Mr. Cahill's last game, mate, which would be a highlight.
That could be interesting, mate. Just a quick one. I'm just having a look at the J-League here, mate. It could be very interesting if Urawa Red Diamonds were to be the team that we have to play in that playoff, because their import, one of their import players is none other than Andrew Naboo.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, that could be a bit of a grudge match, that one, mate. There's some handy players running around over there for some of the teams. I'm just having a look at some of the import names. Fernando Torres, Andre Iniesta... So, Bessart Berisha's over there playing for one of the sides as well. So, certainly some names that a few fans might know that we can keep an eye on as the boys progress.
Yes, that's right, mate. It'll be very good, mate. I'm looking forward to it.
You and I both, mate. So that is our soccer segment. Oh, sorry, the tips. Now, there's a bit of controversy in the tips, mate. I've had a blow up with you, well, not with you, but to you, in regards to this, and I'm lodging an official protest, and I'm going to decide on it myself because that seems that I should be fair to be judge, jury, and executioner. Why not? So the tips were announced and revealed on the show last week. So anyone that wants to go back and hear them through. But didn't save my tips. So I went back in and put my tips in after the third game and I found out they didn't save. Now, you can confirm my tips from the first three games were 3 from 3, mate. So which puts me 2 goals better off on points differential and 3 points better on the score. So, look, mate, I'm quite happy if any of the guys submit their tips with evidence prior to the round to accept that. So I'm going to unofficially amend those scores, and that actually lifts me up to 4th place, mate. Doesn't move me up very far. Certainly doesn't put me up in your echelon where you're breaking away from the pack. So that leaves us with you on 8 points, mate. The King of Grinder on 7. And who's Lachlan M, do we know?
Lachlan M, no. Might be one of Josh's mates,
isn't it? Might be, yeah. Lachlan M's on 6. So that would then have me on 6, Bill and Forbesy on 6 as well. Josh Ferreira back on 3 points, mate. He's supposed to be the soccer guru. He's having an absolute shocker.
Certainly is, mate. He's got to watch more games.
Mate, he'd be better off picking him out of a hat. Mate, literally, due to random chance, 20 games now, random chance, 3 things, you should still get... You know, even with weighted probability, you're still going to get 5 or 6.
That's right, yeah.
Which essentially looks like everyone else has been picking them out of the hat based on the results, but, you know, except for yourself.
Some weeks I'm really good and think I'm out of the game, and the next week I get 0, so...
Yeah, mate, it's hard. I think this is the first week that no one's gotten 0, so it's positive. It's progress.
I don't think anyone will get 0 this weekend.
I think everyone will get 0 this weekend.
Well,
there's
nothing to choose.
Exactly, so they'll all get 0. No one can get anything.
But no one will get any wrong.
Well, that's true. It's all about how you look at it, mate, isn't it? Moving right along, mate, we might jump into the Newcastle cricket. And, mate, as we touched on in the headlines, the rep team, a very disappointing outcome. End up running 3rd in their pool. Started off like a house on fire in their first match. Out there at Berry Sports Complex, they took on Riverina. Riverina won the toss and sent Newcastle into bat. A couple of early wickets had us at 4 for 43, mate. And your man Jed Dixon and joint player of the year from last year, Toronto Workers Adrian Chad, combined for a 180-run partnership, mate, to rescue Newcastle. Posted 253, and then. Boys got to work, the wickets were shared around, and they bowled out Riverina for 101 in 32.2 overs. That's some seriously good teamwork as a bowling unit.
It was, and I suppose after day one, things were looking very good, and Captain Price would have went to bed a very happy man.
I'm going to say, knowing Captain Price, he would not have gone to bed a happy man, only scoring 21 himself, and the fact that only 3 of them got to double figures, he would have had a few worries. But yeah, it would have been papered over by the comprehensive win. Mate, he is the harshest critic of himself, Mr. Price. He would have been, yeah, certainly aiming for more the next day. But unfortunately, day two, the boys they went to take on probably the team that most would have tipped to be their biggest troubling factor or rival, Illawarra. They took them on at Drexel Oval in Nowra there. And, mate, again, a few starts, but, you know, only Adrian Chad went on, and Josh Geary got a 36 not out. Adrian Chad was 60, so he would have been pretty happy with a second score in two games. But, mate, their bowlers didn't really trouble after posting 186 from and being bowled out in the 46th over. Illawarra chased it down, 4 down, with 2 overs to spare.
Yeah, Mr. Batty went berserk, mate. 86 for the for the home side. So
yeah, it was.
I suppose they got within two overs there, mate. So it must have been a pretty.
I was going to say, mate, they did have them obviously. At the fall of the last wicket, or the second last wicket, sorry, it looks like. Adam 3 for 164, and it did take a bit of a couple of little quick fire, 30 off 27 from Richards and 6 off 4 from Gleeson to get them home with 11 balls to spare. But yeah, they still have been very disappointed, I think, to have only taken 4 wickets. And admittedly, defending 186 isn't the easiest. You're only setting them just over 3.5 and over. So that put a lot of pressure on the Newcastle to take on ACT on the third day. ACT also wanting to win, basically a win here and a bonus point would be guaranteed either side through. Otherwise, it was going to come down to net run rate. And mate, ACT won the toss and elected to bat. And Newcastle looked to have done a number on it, bowled them out in 46 overs for 130. Again, the wickets must have been quite slow. No one managed to, only one player got out of the 20s for the ACT. So Newcastle would have thought pretty confident going into bat. Unfortunately, they were very quickly 2 for none as Nick Watkins and then Rahul Bakshi fell in the first two overs. And then the Wall's End pair tried to right the ship, Price and Montgomery, but Montgomery fell, and then it was a fairly consistent fall of wickets from there. A little bit of a rear guard action from looks like Benny Borkham and Jonty Durheim down in the lower order, putting on a little bit of a 25-run partnership, but not enough. Newcastle bowled out 18 runs short in the 42nd over, and a very even spread for the ACT bowlers, four of them taking 2 wickets and one taking one. So not the result they wanted. That sees ACT go through to play our rival Central Coast in the final of the New South Wales Country Cricket Championships, mate.
Yeah, it should be a good game between them two sides. Obviously, we would have liked our boys to get there, but sometimes you just it doesn't click, mate. And this, obviously, a bit of a changing of the guard this year.
Yeah.
New captain, a few debutants, but I suppose a lot to learn for the boys. And I'm sure them two openers from Cardiff they'll be frothing to get back out this week and have a game, mate, after the weekend.
They will, mate. Not their best weekend of cricket, that's for sure. We'll keep on moving, mate. Next up, mate, the Royce McCormack Cup final was played on the weekend. And, there's not too much. We don't need to go too in-depth into it. But Wall's End hosted the final. They hosted Cardiff Bullaroo. And Wall's End picked up some silverware there, taking home the Royce McCormack Cup for... the first time that Wall's End's won it, mate. So congratulations to Wall's End. A big effort, a century from Ben Herring. I was fortunate enough to catch up on Tuesday afternoon with Wall's End second grade skipper Joe Clark.
How are you, Joe?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. A bit of a wave at the moment, Wall's End, picking up their first bit of silverware in a little while.
Yeah, Sunday was a good day. It's nice to get a little cheeky little cup at the start of the season. Yeah, just lifts the spirits of everyone, makes everyone realise that, we're right in this for the whole season. So, yeah, happy days at the moment.
And winning the second grade title, obviously, the one-day title there, obviously reflects a bit on the depth of the club at the moment, mate, and a few blokes, young blokes there, putting some pressure on the top grade boys.
Yeah, they sure are, mate. We've got, everyone's available, we should be really strong throughout all the grades this year. It's handy having, guys like Gary Geese and Bernie Herring making themselves available for second grade, and certainly makes my job very, very easy. Kind of just sit back and let them go. Things seem to take care of themselves pretty well.
Yeah, you touched on Ben Herring there, mate. Pretty solid individual performance in the final himself.
Yeah, mate, he's a good player. His exact motives at the moment are a bit interesting, but yeah, glad to have him in my side, that's for sure.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't be complaining about a couple of those guys, and obviously a couple of others, the likes of young Ethan Jeckott. He made his first grade debut the week before, so good to start seeing those guys getting a shot at the top.
Yeah, mate, Ethan's going to be a very, very quality cricketer. He already is now, but yeah, in a couple of years' time, I think there's going to be some guys in first grade that, yeah, certainly going to know who he is, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's plenty of guys, I think, looking around and talking to some of the first graders, starting to look over their shoulder at young guys like Ethan, knowing that he's sort of coming for their spots and the likes of those guys, so...
Yeah, And Ethan was good for us at the back end of last year. Still certainly 16 years old, so still got plenty of growing to do. He'll get a couple of yards quicker for sure. And the whole club's in a very positive state of mind at the moment, so it's really good.
Great to see you, mate. Yeah, congratulations on Finroy's McCormack Cup win. And, yeah, good luck for the weekend against Universities.
Yep. Cheers, mate.
Big thanks to Joe Clark, the Wolves and second grade skipper there, mate. Great to see the Tigers building. And as Joe touched on there, mate, plenty of depth building through their squad as a whole at the club there.
That's right, mate. There's a few, there's a few very handy players, but there's, you know, like you said, there's a few blokes coming through as well. So I think that's always good in a cricket team, having a balance of, you know, a bit of experience, a bit of youth. It always helps. And yeah, well done to Wolves End for winning the second Royce McCormack Cup, mate.
Correct, mate. And their first, I think Charlestown won it last year. And as you say, having one G Geese in your second grade team never goes astray to have that sort of experience, but they also have a good batch of youngsters, and good to see. And I think it bodes well for Wall's End over the coming years.
It does, mate, it does. And maybe we should come out of retirement and jump on the Tigers Express, mate.
Mate, I'm already on the committee, I don't know about you, you know, so that'll do me. We did get an invite to play fourth grade. What's that?
Illustrious playing careers.
Yeah, yours might have been, but mine wasn't. I did nearly play first grade somehow. I'm still astounded by that fact in itself. Mate, just something else I'd like to touch on quickly. I did note during the week, and we shared the post, great to see a lot of work gone in by Toronto workers in sort of lobbying, I guess is the right word, Lake Macquarie Council, and they're renaming a Wobba Oval. The original home ground of Toronto Workers, as they're now known, formerly Southern Lakes and Toronto District Cricket Club, I think, Bob Dutchie Holland Oval. So, mate, great to see a great servant and stalwart of Newcastle cricket and a former great spinner for the Australian side.
It is, mate, it is. And obviously, it's been a sad time out there, but obviously done a lot. You know, he was a great guy, really good in the community, so it's good to get some recognition for a wonderful cricketer, a wonderful person.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. And hit the nail on the head there. So, mate, moving right on, we'll have a look at our Newcastle and District Cricket Player of the Year. Now, while we're talking on this one, mate, I've had a confirmation. I think we might have flagged it last week. Had a catch-up with our sponsor who was formerly supporting our Sportscastle Man of the Week. And what we're going to have a look at is each round of first grade, we will have a player of the round going forward in the two-day comp. And we'll also have in the off week, I guess after the first day, we'll have a performance of the round, which can be any grade at all. We'll just identify one player and they'll be entitled to that that 1 hour of free service from Matt's Mowing and Maintenance. So that will start from after, this weekend, next week's show on episode 41, we will have our first performance of the round, mate. So you and I will both be keeping an eye out across the weekend to see who takes our fancy across the four grades. And also included in that will be the Tom Lockett Cup and the under-21s this weekend. So plenty of opportunities there. Maybe someone in the under-21s can win an hour of lawn mowing for Mum or Dad's place.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Actually, while we started, I did a bit of investigating too, mate. The over 35 comp started last night as well, mate. So there's a lot of cricket on at the moment.
There is, mate. I was aware that the Masters was on. I didn't delve too much into it because I couldn't get too many accurate figures and things when I had a quick look. So I didn't know.
There's a few interesting names there, mate.
Mate, I did see. I think Wall's End played Hamwicks and Matt Webber played.
Yeah, he did. He scored a handy
49. He steered him home. He must only just qualify, mate.
He must. Yeah, I didn't think he was that old, but yeah, he must have been.
Well, mate, you got to remember, it's only a few seasons till you can play.
Yeah, that's right. And the great man, Big Bill Pappas, had a game last night, mate. He was feeling very sore last night, he told me.
Yeah, so do we know any figures or how he went?
Big Bill, he got 16 in Waratah's mighty run chase over West, mate. They 9 for 123, defeated West 7 for 121, with Bill Pappas contributing a mighty 16.
It would have been a crucial 16, knowing Bill, and I'm sure that was a lot of quick singles, and he would have been dashing around the outfield.
Yeah, a few comfortable threes turned into cheeky singles, mate, I believe.
Looking at Bill, mate, I've seen him move around, chasing his young fella on the hill there at McDonald Jones, mate. He'd be the sort of bloke that'd turn, you know, tight threes into, yeah, good, a solid single.
That's right, mate. Lots of ones.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised that 16 came from four fours.
Maybe.
Before we got off track, we were on the Newcastle Player of the Year, mate. We'll just go through the couple of top scorers from the round just gone. The top scorer overall was Adrian Chatty, picked up of the... So I think we've run through this quickly before, but there are 30 votes on offer between the two judges, basically, and they are allocated, as we see, 15 each, and that can be 15 blokes getting one or one bloke getting 15 from each of us. So Adrian Chatty polled a total of 6. Next up was Varuna Sharma with 5, and then there was a field of 4s and 3s. And a couple of ones overall. So what that sees now is our top 6 looks something like this. Nathan Price is on 22, Abe Gibson of Hamwicks, and Joe Price of West, both on 15, closing the gap on Nathan. Brad Aldous of West is on 13, Adrian Chad and Nathan Hudson on 10. And if I'm not mistaken, Nathan Hudson was on 10 after 2 rounds.
Yeah, the alpha, he was.
Is he still playing or is he retired?
Yeah, no, I just had a couple of quiet weeks, mate, but I'm sure he'll get his mojo. All right,
well, mate, we're putting the call out, Nathan. It's, you know, if you want to stay in the mix of this race and keep getting talked about on the show, time to step up, son.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm also looking for our two most prolific commenters on our statuses, I'm hearing, which we'll talk about quickly in a minute, possible featurees in our new segments that come in the new year. Mr. Toomey and Mr. Robinson, I'm expecting to see some performances from them this weekend so they can pick up some votes.
Yeah, I saw Mr. Toomey picked up 1 wicket on the weekend, mate. So.
I can confirm we currently have 36 players who've received votes across the 6 weeks of voting, and neither of them have picked up one yet. So they're currently in equal 37th place with everyone else. mate, as I just alluded to, we do have... Well, it's in the proposal stages. If we can get buy-in from enough clubs, we're going to run the Newcastle and District Cricket Association's Most Eligible Bachelor. Mate, it's very interesting. Does Scott Logan qualify for this at the moment?
It does at this point in time, yes.
Yeah, much to the disappointment of a lot of the single ladies in Newcastle, it was confirmed when I was out at George Farley Oval on Tuesday that Trent Nash is not eligible, which will also, you know, put a lot of... wheelchair salesman out of work as well, probably, but that's a whole nother story. That's going to be a good one. So, guys, anyone out there listening in Newcastle Cricket Land, if you have a player at your club, they can be anyone from first grade through, as long as they're over the age of 18. I don't even care if they're in the Masters team. If they're a registered player at your club and you think they'd be up for getting on camera to talk about why they're Newcastle District Cricket's most eligible bachelor, we're probably looking at 1 or 2 from each of the district clubs. We are happy to take some nominations from CNS clubs if there's anyone out there listening, but preference will probably go to the Newcastle district clubs just due to the scope of the show and the support of us being now the official podcast of Newcastle District Cricket. Certainly open to that. So flick them through either in messages or just tag them in the comments, and we'll have a look at who we can get up and running and look to get that started in January, mate. Very exciting times.
Yes, get some bodies out, mate.
Yeah, well, as long as Jared Forbes doesn't get his summer body out, we'll all be good. I'm just having a look through, making sure we've ticked off everything there. So that's the Player of the Year. We'll have a look ahead to, have a look back at last week's results. Very quickly, Belmont, they had posted that total of 244, which looked quite competitive, but that man we talked about, Varuna Sharma, steered Cardiff home with his unbeaten century, mate. Good to see the import starring there for Cardiff in the absence of Messrs. Bakshi and Watkins.
It is, mate. It is. And probably his first time to have a bat over a longer period of time. And he obviously stood up. So it's good times out there for Cardiff, mate. Bills and Bills got some runs too.
Mate, so. All their names have now fired at some point. So if they get all... If they can get all 5 of them firing, it could be some big totals posted. Mate, Toronto on the back of that week one century by Mr. Chad. They faced off against your boys, Charlestown, mate. Charlestown just didn't get to where they needed to, mate. Probably missed their skipper, Jed Dixon, and you know, there was plenty of blokes getting starts. There's, what do we got? 2 30s, a 20, and a 40. But no one could go on. The top scorer ended up being Daniel Arms, but 5 wickets to Cox and 4 wickets to Robertson, and there wasn't much else to be said. And Charlestown ended up falling nearly 100 runs short.
Yeah, I was keeping tabs on most of the scores on Saturday afternoon on the app, and I think Charlestown lost their last 4 wickets for 3 runs.
They lost them for 1 run, mate. They were
1 run.
Yeah, so Chillingworth fell at 203, and then Aaron Payne came in. Aaron Payne was in, he got out. Then Edwards and Maddinson. Maddinson got 1, and yeah, poor old Isaac Wallace, although he's trying to bat the match out, 0 off 14 balls in 22 minutes. That's some riveting cricket, mate. He's trying to do
red
his
ink,
job, though.
Mate, red ink.
Not out, carried the bat. That's all that matters. And he's been around the club for a while. He was at Charlestown when I was playing a bit of lower grades.
Yeah,
uncle, he's,
yeah, local boy, mate.
He's still only probably about 18 or 19, isn't he?
He's 21, I think. Yeah, he's a cricketer, mate. So,
and
yeah, Charlestown will be back to the drawing board, mate.
That it will, mate. That it will. Expect to see. I'm still waiting for Aaron Payne to add to his 1 point in the Player of the Year rankings. Mate, the seasoned campaigner, he'd be the new Steve Mace out there now. The veteran,
yeah,
the wily veteran.
Mate,
next up, Merriweather and Newcastle City. Merriweather posted 9 for 318. We always thought it was going to be a bridge too far for Newcastle City, but they did enough to not get sent back in, mate. Posted 172. Jonty Major. That's a good faux pas. Getting 52. Tried to hold it together and steer them at home. And Ahmed Badat with falling just short of a half century on 49. The leading wicket taker, the spin king, Mr. O'Neill, with 5 for 71 from 27 overs.
Yeah, good double to go with his 88 not out, mate. So
very impressive, mate. He's carrying the boys out there at Merriweather by the look of it, doing a really good job. And also snagged a sneaky catch as well, mate. So he can do it all.
Yes, he did, and I suppose man of the match honours there for him. But I was just having a look through that one. Sam Holding, 12 overs 6 maidens, 2 for 9. That's tidy. It's
very
bowler.
Very tidy, mate. Very tidy.
Yeah, so it's good to see. Obviously, Tim stood up, but a couple other guys sort of went with him, and yeah, that's probably what Merriweather's looking for this year.
Yeah, definitely, mate.
Good team effort.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. So moving right along, University. They posted 256 in the first week, and again, as expected, they bowled out Stockton for 131 and then sent him in again and got him 3 for 71. Poor old Stockton sorely missed Mr. Foster, and the fact that their stalwart, Mr. Crittenden and Terry Crittenden, got a duck in the first innings did not help their cause. Obviously, the big standout for the victors there for University was Josh Taylor with the ball, mate. A fairly handy bowling effort, taking 6 for 23 off 11 and certainly looking the goods. And then he obviously backed that up then with another wicket and 1 for 6 in the second innings off 9. So a pretty good day at the office, mate. It's interesting to see that. They were really trying to break things up for Stockton in that second innings as they used 8 bowlers across 36 overs, mate. So, and again, Terry Crittenden falling for only 2. So you won't see him fail twice in a match too often, even at his, how do I politely put this, advanced age.
Yeah, no, not, doesn't normally happen. But, Uni are obviously starting the 2-day comp off where they left the 1-day comp, mate, and there are a lot of confidence out there on campus.
Yeah, I think they'll be bitterly disappointed that they couldn't really push a bit more firmly for that outright. And I guess they probably would have been pretty confident in a couple of points there. You know, especially when they got the back. You know, I think they got about 4 wickets in for 9 runs and had them 5 for 66. They would have really hoped to clean up the tail, but then took them another 50 runs to get the next two wickets before they cleaned up the last three for none. So, yeah, a couple of little rear guard defensive actions for Stockton saved them being outrighted there and probably frustrated Uni a little.
Grasshopper Immortal was overseas in Bali too this game, mate.
Yeah, so. No worries, mate. We look forward to seeing him soon, mate. We'll move along, mate, because we're getting really long in the tooth already with this show. We've got plenty to still cover. Quickly through, Waratah Mayfield, they posted 216, and Wall's End were, I think, one for about 90-something overnight, and obviously Nathan Price retired on 47. And the boys came through. The Tigers, they're a few wickets down when they passed the total of 216. I think they're about six wickets down. Batted on for a little bit longer, declared at 233, sent Waratah back in, but after about 15 overs, realised that the outright wasn't going to happen as Waratah pulled past them and it just wasn't, and they only got claimed to one wicket. So probably most notable for Wall's End was outside of Nathan Price's 47 was Anthony Young's 41, a few starts there, and four wickets claimed by Lachlan Taylor for Waratah Mayfield, mate. So that brings us on to this week's matches, mate. You got your tips ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, sorry, we do need to go through the lower grades, mate, the standout performers. So I think you had a second grader from Charlestown.
Yeah, young 19-year-old Daniel Standing, mate. He's come through the grades and, yeah, he's got his spot there in twos now, but he bowled 19.4 overs, mate, got the first six wickets and ended the match with seven for 49.
Mate, that is a great effort from a young up-and-coming medium-fast bowler, mate. He'll be putting the pressure on some of those Charlestown players in first grade, especially if they drop a couple more results. Meanwhile, in third grade, a bit of confusion here for you when we saw this one. Abby Taylor, 5 for 50 off 13 overs. Abby is indeed a female cricketer playing for Cardiff Ballroom in the third grade competition. I believe she's about 16 years of age, played in the New South Wales country, possibly 15s and 18s last year from a bit of research that we've done. So great to see some of the young girls coming up and competing with the men as well. Some opportunities there. We've seen some girls go through in recent times, such as Maisie Gibson through to the Thunder and those sorts of things. So, yeah, certainly some good opportunities and great to see her doing well and might see her another effort like that. She might pick up the award next week for performance of the round, mate. And finally, in fourth grade, mate, our noted performer was none other than Steve Claridge, a former Charlestown cricketer. West were chasing Hamwick's 134. He posted 101 not out. That takes his average for the season to 104.5. Not a bad average, mate. You wonder what he's doing in fourth grade.
Yeah, mate, you're very handy cricketer down there. And 101 out of 130 is pretty tight as well.
Mate, it was 101 out of 234. They posted for an outright and tried to force the outright result, but could only get 9 wickets in the end. So Hamwick's obviously batted the day out, 9 for 85 they ended up. So they were still actually trailing, and as I said, just ran out of it. It would have been a good finish to watch, mate. A couple of late wickets and low scores. So must be a Claridge family thing as well. See Claridge picking up 4 for 13 in that second innings. So certainly a good display, and Wes building on to some good things by looking at there in fourth grade.
They are, mate, they are. They've always been strong in the lower grades, so let's hope they can keep it up, mate.
Exactly right, mate. We'll just touch quickly on the club championship. It is, as it currently stands, I believe, sorry, I've just, it's just crashed on me. Where has that gone? That's why it's in the wrong section. University sit on top on 337 points, 40 clear of West. Then we go to Charlestown, Merriweather, Cardiff and Wall's End round out the top six, mate. But I can say, looking at the way it sits at the moment, Merriweather in fourth, down to Belmont, who are in ninth, are separated by 20 points. 30 points.
Oh, it's close, I suppose it's very early, but...
But it is, so, mate, plenty there. Uni and West have got a bit of a gap on the next two, but there's some gaps there, those top three clubs. But, yeah, certainly still anyone's to win, but University will be very happy being at the top of that at the moment. I think their top three grades leading into last round at least were undefeated, and they obviously won first grade, so they're going at a pretty good knot there, the students, mate. So, finally, mate, we might have a look at this week's fixtures. We have in the first grade, it's again at the second week of the two-day competition. We'll start, mate, your boys, Charlestown, head over to Cardiff, number two, and take on Cardiff. Who do you like here?
This is a danger game for my boys, and I'm going to go with the home side, Cardiff, to ruin Sashrika Pusagola's first game for the Magpies, mate.
What was his full name, sorry, mate?
Yeah, I can't pronounce the Kiwis, so I got no chance with this one. But
give it a go.
His full name.
Yeah, his full name.
I'm just.
So I'll just confirm while you're finding it, mate. So Sashrika is their Sri Lankan import, who's an all rounder. He's played a little bit of first class cricket. So probably looking at his statistics in first class cricket, he hasn't, you know, set the world on fire, but. Certainly based on looking at first class coming back to grade cricket, I would expect him to be a pretty solid performer. If they can get some similar stuff out of him to what they got from last year's import, they will be laughing, mate.
They will be. And I've got his name here, his full name, which was provided by the president, Chris Oliver.
Always a good supplier of info, Chris Oliver. We do thank him for that.
Chandima, Sashrika, Paligranda, Gamma, Helage, Harris Pusagola. That's about as close as I'm
going to
get, I reckon.
It's not too bad. I'll give you a 7 out of 10 for that. That's a good red hot crack. But we're just going to refer to him as Sash, I understand.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And what's the surname that he's going by? Which of those names is it?
Pusagola.
So Sash Pusagola. So we look forward to seeing, hopefully he can hit the ground running as well as Varanesh has done for Varanesh Sharma has done for Cardiff, mate. So looking forward to seeing him hopefully perform for Charleston. But I'm with you, mate. I'm going Cardiff in this one. I expect to see Bakshi and Watkins looking to get back, and the fact that Sharma and the Bills brothers have started to click really presents some interesting and a challenging prospect for Charlestown. Next up, mate, Hamwicks host Newcastle City. Mate, Hamwicks are, you know, they're probably not the side they have been, but still performing pretty well. And Newcastle City, they're a fairly young side, and they're really going to have their work cut out for them. Hamwicks may even be eyeing this local derby, mate, at Passmore Oval as a chance for an outright.
They will, mate. They will, and they'll obviously be looking to bounce back from that big loss to West last week, mate. And I'm going to stick with the home side, Hamwicks.
Yeah, you and I both, mate. We can't be split at this stage, and I'd say the only way we'll be split on this next one is the margin of results. Stockton host Toronto Workers out at Lynn Oval there at Stockton. Lovely picturesque ground by the beach, but that'll be about as exciting as the day gets. Stockton turning up their home ground, that'll be about as exciting as it gets for them, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's real. I think they'll try and hang in the contest. Obviously got their skipper back this week, but I'm predicting Toronto will be pushing for an outright in this one, mate.
Pushing for or get it, mate? Don't sit on the fence.
No, they'll be pushing for an outright.
So they won't get it?
They won't get it.
So you're Toronto on first innings. I'll go Toronto to get the outright. They've got a pretty strong bowling attack. They've got a couple of batters who can score at a decent clip if they need it. And Adrian Chad's in pretty good touch with a century last, Saturday a week ago, and then two decent scores in the 60s and 80s. In the rep scene last weekend. So look for Adrian Chad to post some more points and push his way up the Player of the Year leaderboard. The next up match, mate, sees University hosting Wall's End. Mate, I caught up with James Beattie during the week, which that interview will go up on Saturday, the former Stockton spinner who's now at Wall's End. And look, I can see this one has the potential to be an absolute blockbuster with the ability that both teams have. Obviously, you know, you've got the likes of the Harriets and Lowells in good form, Nathan Hudson, and a host of others for University. Rep stars Jacob Montgomery and Nathan Price. at Wall's End, as well as James Beattie, who's been taking wickets. And, you know, they've got some pretty handy other bowling options as well, Wall's End. So, mate, there's plenty there on offer, but you'd have to think Uni go into this one as favourites.
They will, mate. And Mr. Bird's back from his little trip overseas too, so...
Straight into first grade, mate? Huh? Straight into first grade?
I believe so, yeah, mate. He did bust his finger the other week, so he's back to full fitness, as we saw at the Grasshoppers last night. And I think Uni are going to get the job done in a close one, mate.
Yeah, me too, mate. I expect Uni to get it done, but, I don't know there'll be much in it. And just depending on what sort of deck Uni turn up, the toss could be pretty crucial. It has been shown to be that way there a number of times in recent years. Next up, mate, Merriweather, a depleted side. It was still probably punching above what we expected from them at the start of the year. They take on Waratah Mayfield over at Townsend Oval. Mate, is it going to be the Tim O'Neill show again?
Yeah, well, he loves playing at home, mate, and I think they'll get it done, and I really think this is a good chance for them to have a crack at Waratah, and I think they could get an outright in this one, mate.
Could or will, mate. Stop sitting on the fence.
I think they will.
You're going to mirror the outright. I think they'll fall short of an outright, but they'll certainly have a red-hot crack. I'm expecting Jonty Durheim, mate, to be the main resistance, and maybe our man John O'Toomey.
Maybe the other one. Is his other mate, is he
going to
play this week?
I don't know, mate. I think he's busy on Grindr with Xavier or something. Maybe we should introduce them. I'll go Merriweather just to get the win. Final match of the round, mate, out at Carl Oval. Belmont host Wes. Mate, I think this one's pretty laid down the zare. He's the man of the moment at this stage. He's got 50 runs in each of the last weekends. He got 7 wickets last weekend as well. Sorry, the weekend before last as well. Joe Price, they also welcome back, you know, Brad Aldiss and Pete Loszczyk as well. Mate, they're stacked, Wes, and I just can't see how a very depleted Belmont side even put up a fight. I'm actually, I had Wes to win on first, and he's only going to go Wes to win outright on the road.
Big call there, mate, but I'm going to agree with you that West will win, but I'm going to go first innings only.
So, mate, the only thing that separates is hit the same 6 sides, but I've gone Toronto and West outright, you've gone Merriweather outright, so that is the Newcastle and District Cricket Round 2 week preview, and that pretty much is a wrap on everything. Mate, do you have anything else you need to cover off on?
As you touched on the... Dennis Broad, under-21s and under-15s. T20 starts on Sunday, so there's cricket on both days, so get out and support your local team.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did see that Wall's End's under-15s fixture against Stockton has already been forfeited by Stockton. They just didn't have player numbers. So I'm not sure whether or not Stockton will have enough players to field a team. I'm sure they'll be endeavouring to, but if you are sort of, you know, around that 13, 14, 15 years of age out on Stockton or the Peninsula or Nelson Bay, Raymond Terrace out there, and you're looking at having a game, make sure to get in touch with them. Great opportunity to sort of expose yourself to some great clubs and potentially earn yourself a lifeline that'll put you on the pathway, you know, to become maybe the next Jason Sanger, mate.
Yeah, well, the next Abby Taylor.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, mate. So there's plenty of those. You know, there's plenty of opportunities and pathways. It's about being in the right place at the right time. So, best luck to all the junior sides, especially looking forward to seeing the next wave of talent. I certainly remember when Charlestown and Wall's End had those cracking 21 side, and you know, Belmont back in those days when yourself and Nathan Price and the like of that were all playing. Brett Jackson, Jared Forbes,
Matt Frith,
yes, yep. There was plenty of those boys around, and there was some really good battles back in those days. And I'd love to see the 21s get back to that level, but and now's probably the opportunity where a lot of those kids have got the exposure to first grade. Looking forward to seeing how that shapes up and seeing the future of Newcastle cricket. But again, mate, thank you very much for your time. Again, we're ticking up to that hour mark. It seems every week we get together and say, there's not too much to talk about, and then end up chatting for an hour. Get down and enjoy your local sport this weekend. I unfortunately won't take in any cricket. I'll be down at the Legends of League watching the Knights old boys running around. But I'm sure you'll be trying to peek in at some cricket at some point with no A-League this weekend, mate.
Yeah, between birthday parties and injured people, I'll try and get out, mate.
Well, mate, it's not like Eric is physically able to stop you at the moment, so just go where you want.
Yeah, that's right.
First time in your life you'd be able to outrun her.
Look, it's 35-year-old, mate, never broken a bone. Doesn't get out of first gear.
It's a bad sign, though. She just rolled an ankle and she's broken a bone. Is it, that age, is it osteoporosis? Mate, she could play Masters. There you go, get her in the Masters cricket.
Yeah, Bill, give her a ring. She's keen.
Yeah. She'd be about as good at quick singles at the moment as Bill is.
Extra cheeky between
them two. Yeah, mate, that run out from Pakistan, they wouldn't have even run on that. That one that stopped just short of the boundary. No, no run there.
That's right.
All right, mate. Yeah, guys, again, remember to support our sponsors, the sponsors of our sports shorts, Air Relax Australia for all your recovery needs, recovery made easy, Primax Sports Tours, and the sponsors of our Performer of the Week and Cricketer of the Round, Matt's Mowing and Maintenance. They cover Newcastle and Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, and most of the Hunter Valley for gardening, yard maintenance, mowing, all those sorts of things. You know, they can pretty much do it. Yeah, certainly get in touch with them via their Facebook page, or alternatively get in touch with the show. Don't forget to nominate the guys from your club for the Newcastle District Cricket Association Bachelor of the Year. Doesn't matter what you look like, based on the talent pool that I've seen out there, pretty much most of them will qualify as eligible, which is probably a reflection on Newcastle cricket rather than the a poor reflection on Newcastle cricket rather than a good reflection on the entrance. But prove us wrong. And yeah, don't forget to check out our social media pages, like and share the posts, get in the comments, mate. Boys, we love when everyone gets involved, mate.
Got any stories, or yeah, like Chris Oliver, if you've got any goss or some information on your club, get it out there and we'll promote it.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Oliver, Mick Akers, those sorts of guys, and certainly happy to talk about those sorts of things. And you know, if you comment enough times, as Pierce Robinson shown, he hasn't even played yet this season, I don't think, and he's getting mentioned on the show. So, and as you and I prove, you don't need sporting ability to get on the show, mate.
No, that's true. That's very true.
And, yeah, as I said, our social media channel, SportsCastAU, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks very much for your time, mate. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to episode 40. We look forward to giving you at least another 10 more so we can reach the half ton, mate.
Yeah, that's right. 10 to go, mate.
All right, thanks, mate. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, mate. Catch you soon.